Blog Talk Radio.
It breaks my heart. They ain't believe in us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. Why you hating and being jealous? You could be over here embracing that love. More love, more blessings, more life. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
They want to stop. Whoa. But look at us now. They count us out.
Time to say
they
a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't
Maybe
think
bow our head
up. Oh, but I know God is not. Oh, yes, he did.
They just praying that I crash. The ghost guys, they don't wanna see you last. They take $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Time spinning, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquer the five niggas. Wrong side of the petition, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big calm, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send them on the freight. Or I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe.
They count in the south. They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is not. Oh, yes, he did.
See me with the ring, you better play D. Nigga, God did his thing when he made me. With the eyes stacked against me, I could crack the Vinci. I know only God could judge us, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'ma have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so cultivating, everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlocks, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture with a twin every day back. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced same sex. I prayed more and said less, God did the rest.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't
It breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God.
Where we at, go? Where we at, go?
But I know God did.
Hope did. Please, Lord, forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hope did. How many billionaires can come from Hope Crib? I count three, me, A, and Ree. Bronze and rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed is stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the floor, can you believe this guy? Then we said fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up this shit. Judging how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the splits is. Not that cap table, boy, we live this. Breezy, what the business is. We push you 50 like fitting all. The shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zaza's, OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been to the Bahamas, that's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours wasn't great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold it, OG called Kingpin. The dose of drug laws and who are we then? Hove is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, the consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life, I'm now careful with the senses. Them only jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. For those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow I outfox every box to try to throw me in. With great ceremony in. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him. And bloking them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. I be speaking to the souls of men. Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kick a snow off a frozen Tim. Back and forth on his turnpike. Really took a toll on him. A lot of fallen soldiers on these roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters. Working pro bono for him as a favor cause I thrown them limbs. In memory of T-Law, I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All this pain from the outside inspired all this growth within. Some new planes getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They the fuck around and gave the right niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these is hymns, cause I'm him. It's Psalm 151, it's the New Testament. Book of Hov. Jesus turned water to wine for Hov, it just took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Though he's getting plenty money, looking back now this shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink, without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Hov big. They say they don't know me internationally, niggas on the road, dead. I see a lot of Hov in gigs. Me and me can never beef, I sweep that nigga from a Hov big. Hov dead. Next time we have a discussion, who the goat, you donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's my passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan, talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God did.
Come on, man.
But look at us now. They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is for us.
Is in the building.
With Hollywood Cole, I'm with Marla G, bro, flying Holly Grove chicks to my Hollywood shows. And I wanna tell you something that you probably should know. This that Slumdog Millionaire Bollywood flow. And my real friends never hearing from me. Fake friends write the wrong answers on the mirror for me. That's why I pick and choose, I don't get shit confused. I got a small circle, I'm not with different crews. We walk the same path, but got on different shoes. Live in the same building, but we got different views. I got a couple cars I never get to use. Don't like my women single, I like my chicks in twos. And these days, all the girls are down the road. I hit the strip club and all them bitches find a pole. Plus I've been sipping, so this shit is moving kinda slow. Just tell my girl to tell a friend that it's time to go.
Now tell me how you love it, you know you had to
boo purse, and I don't bust back because I shoot first. Meet me on the fresh train. Yes, I'm in the building. You just on the list of guest names. And all of my riders do not give a fuck. X Games. Guns turn you boys into pussies. Sex change. And I smoke till I got chest pain. And you niggas know I rep my gang like Jesse James. Women are possessive, and they wanna possess Rain. I've been fly so long I fell asleep on the fucking plane. Skinny pants and some Vans. Call me Triple A, get my advance in advance. Amen. As the world spinning, dance in my hands. Life is a beach, I'm just playing in the sand. Wake up and smell a pussy. You niggas can't see me, but never overlook me. I'm on the paper trail and ain't no telling where it took me. Yeah, and I ain't a killer, but don't push me. But tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright, now somebody spend some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. Shit, dick. I got my gun in my boot purse and I don't bust back because I shoot first. How do he say what's never said? Beautiful black woman, I bet that bitch look better red. Whipping off tour cause I made more off my second leg. Motherfucking Birdman Jr., 11th grade. Fall on automatic start. I can hand it to Drake or do a quarterback draw. Wildcat offense, check the paw print. We in the building, you niggas in the apartment. Now come on, be my blood donor. Flow so nice, you ain't gotta put a rug on her. Do it big and let the small fall under that. Damn, where you stumble at? From where they make gumbo at? Hang, got the fucking feet jumping like a jumping jack. And you know me, I get on this bitch and have a heart attack. Hip-hop, I'm the heart of that. Nigga, nothing short of that. President Carter, young money Democrat. Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and on the other side above it. We own it's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright, now somebody shoot some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. Shoot it. And I got my gun in my boot purse and I don't bust back because I shoot first.
Understand about me, it ain't that I can make so many albums and just keep going. Like, how the fuck you do that? Because it's me. It's really me. Like, I'm just talking what I go through, whatever it is. And be it good, I might say the worst shit in the world, but it's me. True.
But then you saying shit that make people in the hood do crime. If you're not going, you're going to do it because you want to do it. But then you're like, you don't help them. Like, you saying... That you sold drugs, that you got a gun, that this, that, that.
My moms are not, yo, nigga, I'm it's all good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? More so
you
now.
So you tell them the downfall of whatever's good.
Yeah, the evil.
That, yeah, the bad side of it.
Yeah. It's heaven and then there's hell, nigga.
Yeah.
One day you cruising in the seven, the next day you, your alibis ain't matching up. Bullshit catching up. You hit with the Rico, they repo that vehicle. She was all good just a week ago. About to start snitching, ain't you? Ready to start bitching, ain't you? I forgive you. I forgive you. Hustling just ain't you. Aside from the fast cars, honeys that shake their ass and balls, you know you wouldn't be involved with the underworld dealers, carriers of Mac Miller, East Coast bodyers, West Coast caterpillars, little monkey niggas turned gorillas. These are my rhymes, B.
Yeah.
This is my first album.
Peace was good. These are my rhymes, B. What's good? What's popping? I hope y'all can hear me. They already cut me off on the computer. I had to double back, and I was able to keep the music going, so that was good. But they booted me from the computer. I'd like to call in from the computer so I can talk to y'all on the computer, but not happening today. So what's popping with y'all? Where we at? What we looking at? What's good? Before I get into anything, I guess just run through a couple, I guess, event planning notices or updates. So this Saturday, that should be April 1st at 1 p.m. And I don't know, I haven't checked. I don't know who's done what and who hasn't, but if you haven't reserved your space yet, I don't know what to tell you. But if you did reserve your space, then we're about to have some fun. So April 1st, 1 o'clock, you have some instructions to follow, so you might not want to wait till the last minute to make sure that you're plugged in. Beyond that, we are finalizing our Law Life Academy website, .com website, so that we can begin our monthly memberships and, I guess, yearly memberships on that platform. But we're also going to release the Patreon channel. Now, aside from resources, I haven't, and this is all my fault, but I haven't done the videos that I want to complete for all those tiers. So I guess I could put a little pressure on myself, but with the upcoming webinar, it's probably going to be impossible. So don't worry. We have a lot in store for you. So I'll probably make up by doing some live classes, which would be similar to that of webinars, right? So, yeah, we'll make some adjustments. And I think that's it. I don't know if there's anything else. I'm tired, y'all. Today was a long-ass day. I'm still in the same predicament I already told y'all about, so y'all got to work with me. Remember that. But I appreciate everybody that's been plugged in. I enjoy everything that's been going on in the group chat for the most part. And, you know, I've had a couple interesting consultations already this week, too. So I had one in the evening yesterday that was really centered on what we're going to discuss on Saturday, and it was interesting that they were having this personal experience. Now, what experience am I referring to? Well, the personal experience they were dealing with was, you know, their ability or inability to claim the estate, right? That's the issue that they were dealing with. So they have claims on an estate, and they've been blocked, and, you know, give them some remedy or strategy as to how to go ahead and remedy the situation. So strategy for how to remedy the situation. There you go. All right. So as far as tonight, I'm tired, and Saturday is right around the corner. So why don't I just do this for the sake of tonight? And this is why people always want to be present for the live shows and not listen to recordings, because you miss out on opportunities like this. So for tonight, because I don't want to go anywhere specific and I am literally dog tired, I want to talk to you all, the callers. So who's going to rap with me, man? First one to raise their hand, I'm going to tag you in. What's up? Hopefully y'all can hear me. I'm going to be annoyed if y'all can't hear me. Nobody going to talk to me? Can y'all hear me? Hello? If that's it, I'm about to hang up the fucking, you know what I mean? Like, if y'all good, I'm good. P305. 397, what's poppin'? What's good with you?
Yeah, what's good, my brother? I'm good, man. Just looking forward to the webinar this weekend, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been out of pocket for like the last couple of shows or whatever, so I'm just playing catch up, man. Hope you feel the money better, and I appreciate that little tip on, you know, how to get a free house.
I work. Yeah. Now, I've been chilling, man, personally. Just tired. Just out of it. So what do you want to talk about? Where are we going?
I mean,
where are we taking the conversation?
Nothing really, man. I'm just calling just to chime in, man. The thing that I'm personally excited about is I literally just got my little stamp here that makes me equivalent to like a magistrate, if you will, right? And you know, looking forward to making some moves and connecting on that.
Congratulations, Megan. Yo, listen to what I'm saying.
I appreciate it, man.
Like what's crazy is that most people will set their people up for failure, right? Now, I fully gravitate to my experiences. And we were just, not you and I, but I was just having this conversation with my woman, like, yo, I've been through so much that it would be unwise, actually foolish of me to, duplicate the same errors that I experienced in the past, And she was very pointed and specific in the things that she observed and, how those things left me emotionally drained and, the variety of different experiences that I went through, to the point where I just decided to just withdraw. And it's kind of like I'm hearing it again. And I remember, in 2014, when I got into the information, no one ain't tell me, yo, you're going to need some bread, right? Because you got to spend money, right? To accomplish some of the things that you're trying to accomplish when trying to manage your personal affairs. All they told me was, like, you don't want to use your social, you don't want to have no job, da-da-da-da. So, I was already in that predicament as far as the job, but the social, I was like, So you withdraw from society and then you're stuck. You don't have no money and you can't pay the Googles the equivalent of what they're charging, right? You can't pay them. So you're not getting the information. Everything that's happening to you is just leaving you bound and frustrated. So I say all of that to say that trying to be forward thinking, I try to anticipate the challenges that the community faces. And the suggestion that you can align your property with one of their properties is essential to our success. So hitting two birds with one stone, you as an individual, and I'll ask you in a second, but you as an individual, you are able to generate money by maximizing that stamp. Yes or yes? Yes. And at the same time, if you're managing private affairs, you are able to collaborate with other community members and thereby reduce costs and also be efficient because you all will have the knowledge, the true knowledge, the true understanding of what a notary really can and cannot do. See, they waited until the NNA or whatever they call themselves came into this imaginary sphere, right? Because that organization didn't exist probably like 3-4 years ago, maybe a little bit more, maybe 5. You know what I mean? If they did, they were real quiet. But as soon as the pandemic hit, right, all of a sudden, notaries can make more than $10. Isn't that fucking interesting? And how do they do that? Because they give you what is called, and here's the problem, licenses. I know you didn't want me. I know you didn't expect me to go into all of this shit, but I'm just flowing because I'm tired, right? But licenses.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
What do the licenses afford you? Well, the opportunity to practice a certain way. So who enforces that? Well, this fucking organization or association, I should say, right? And you just give them autonomy to do that. Why? I don't know. So you're able to take a stamp, money off of it, manage your affairs privately with it, and also grow in your own knowledge space based on how you want to maximize your resources. Does that make sense?
Makes sense to me.
So here's my question to you. How do you specifically intend to make money with your scam? Have you given that any thought?
I haven't fully thought that out yet, right? I know that there's some initial conversations that I had with a really good personal friend of mine, you know what I'm saying, who delves into that realm. Separate from that...
So here's a suggestion.
Maybe
this, right?
Yeah.
So, so the beauty of the notary now is that they've allowed you to be able to use that stamp in a variety of different ways. Long gone are the days where you had to sit behind a fucking desk or whatever the case may be. I'm talking about for those that were commissioned through offices and agencies and whatever. You know, when you get your commission like that, you are not really commissioned. Like, your entity, the business owners, employees, or the corporation itself owns that stamp because they went and got it for you. They just did it on your behalf.
Mm.
The way you got your stamp, right, allows you to do what? Not adhere to the, you know, camouflage that's in front of you. So the camouflage is, and I was saying it earlier, $10, you know, maybe a little bit more depending on certain things. Now they've risen those price points, you know. So how they risen it, I told you, through the licenses, and this is what they've done. So now what they have is they have a fee schedule. Yeah, go figure. They have a fee schedule for, or a suggested fee schedule. Granted, you can always name your own price. I just want to be clear, right? But they have a fee within reason. Let me be clear with that, too. But they have a fee schedule that dictates, you know, how much you can charge. So let's say you want a power of attorney document. They'll say, you know, maybe in the state of Florida, $150. A notary can charge $150 to notarize a fucking POS. Let's say you want a will. A notary can charge $250. And these may be 100% incorrect, specific number aligned with the specific document that I'm speaking to. But I'm saying this is the ballpark, right? This is the ballpark. Some people charge more, some people charge less. This is the ballpark figures for these type of transactions. And again, it's all based on what you're stamping. Go figure.
Right.
So they changed the game. So now people are making six-digit figures by, and I'm going to teach you, I'm going to show you one of the easiest things that everybody can go do. If they want to make stupid money off of it, you got to go do apostilles. Now, go figure. You know, most of us was taught to authenticate the birth certificate, right, which, again, didn't provide the relief that we were told it would. However, you can facilitate that same process by doing an apostille for someone who needs an apostille. And in that ballpark figure, you can charge up to or over $1,000 per transaction. Hello? Woke up this
morning. I'm grabbing my breath. I'm catching my breath.
Got myself a...
Not too shabby.
Got myself a... Oh, whoa. So I just...
I'll tell you what, man. That sounds better than $10.
I'm just saying. Now, is it work? Absolutely. But if you know how to do authentication, you can take that and facilitate apostilles. And then so, you know, generate money privately. Now, how do you generate money privately? It's all about how you facilitate your business. So most people, you know, you get a stamp. I'm going in a little bit, though. I didn't even expect to. But most people get their stamps, and they're like, well, what do I do? Well, shit, it ain't nothing personal. That's business, and it's a business property, so what? Go get a fucking business. Set up a business. And have the business use the stamp, just like they do at the banks. Yeah, this shit is so simple. But, yeah, that's a means to feed your family, and you know what I mean, if you can see it that way. Now, back to the beginning of the whole thing about this notary stuff, like, the reason why I'm mentioning the money part of it is because a lot of us are scared to step away from what we know. And what we know is we rely on a paycheck every 15 to 30 days, right? Some shit like that, on the 15th, on the 30th, mm-hmm. some shit like that, right? But the thing is, if they don't shit, you don't eat. So if you're just looking at it from a objective standpoint, it's never going to be in your favor to have someone dictate your time. And in so doing, I'm giving you back your time. There's a lot of different layers of onion that we can peel away from this topic or even just what I'm speaking on. And it would take, you know, quite some time for us to go through that. But it's very important for people to understand the freedom that's presented to you is strategic, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just to go do something. As far as I'm fucking concerned, that's not me. So if that's not me, what is it? It's fucking property. And what do I got to do? Renew it every fucking 4 years. Okay, no problem. The fuck?
I'm here, man. I'm listening.
Yeah, this
my head is kind of stuck on the one process we talked about, you know, where you charge up to $1,000, right? But all is,
yeah,
man,
all you heard was $1,000. He ain't hear nothing else. He said that process, $1,000.
No. I mean, you know, line up a business. I mean, you know, may as well use the property and you know, operate like the commercial folks do, right?
I'm just saying, majority of y'all are scared to manage your affairs privately because you don't have a strategy as to how you're going to fend for yourself, right, or fend for your family. And that's important. You know, this is not the end-all, be-all. This is just a buffer, an easy way of gliding through a process that you already understand. Maybe you don't understand businesses, or maybe you do under. Maybe you do stand under. Like, you lack the knowledge on businesses, but it's okay. There's so many damn resources out there that can teach you how to, you know, start up a company, spend $135 on your fucking LLC, and, you know, your EIN is fucking free, and, you know what I mean? You go create a fucking website, maybe another $50, $75. Like, what the fuck are we talking about? You know, for fucking $200, hey, you got a business up and running. Cost you nothing to get a bank account. All you got to do is put the money in it. I'm just saying. So, you know, people make excuses. I don't want to hear them. I'm saying all of this because, and I've been struggling because this has been mm-hmm. the bane of my conversations and all my consultations over the last couple weeks. People do not have a foundation, and the foundation that they have doesn't match up with the foundation I would like for them to have. Let's say it that way. And you know, they come asking for help, and when I start to provide feedback, it's like, did you do this? Do you understand this? Where are you with this? And, you know, for those things, when you're lacking in knowledge, it's going to slow your progress. But on Saturday, I'm taking off like George. No, I'm just kidding. But the reality is this. We are going to do something separate for the people that participate, all the students that participate on Saturday. I'm going to try to do a different, like a spinoff community maybe or something. It depends on if they sign up for, like if they all come into the classes together, then like that would be it. You get what I'm saying? So, but either way, I want to do something mm-hmm. separate with them. I just need to flesh that out. And the reason for that is because I am really, 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 really trying to be fucking clear that I don't want people to be sitting on the information. And maybe I need to gauge that vibe on Saturday, because I do understand that people are just going to be here just to fucking listen and hoard information, but I'm beyond that point. If you're not going to move, like, I don't even want you in the spinoff group. And that's why I maybe have to pump my brakes to figure out how that's going to look, because I don't want to help people that don't want to put the fucking work in. Period, point blank. I don't mind sharing some things, but, you know, I'm not going to literally continue to pour into people that are going to sit on the information for 9 months. I'm not doing it. I've been there, done that. So hopefully all that makes sense. How are we looking on time? Because I ain't even keeping track of shit. But, yeah, that's where I'm at with all of that shit. So Saturday is going to be fucking dope. If you ain't there, you ain't there. You just ain't there. But, yeah, I talked a little bit about the notary shit. What else you got for me, or what feedback do you have on what I was saying outside of the $1,000 shit?
I mean, as far as what you were talking about, right, aside from, like, the, you know, the bottom line money stuff, right, whatever that means, you know what I'm saying? Just the opportunity to be able to buy time back by doing things that you understand, you enjoy, you have develop expertise in, and, you know, so on and so forth, man. I mean, it's a no-brainer. I'm pretty sure a lot of folks can afford to be able to absorb an additional $1,000 a pop, per se, right? But it's not even about the $1,000, though.
But it is whatever you want it to be. You know, you could do $1,000 gig a month and say, that's all I want. That's fine. You get what I'm saying? You could do that. You could do that every fucking week. That's fine. You could do one of those a day. That's perfectly fucking fine. That's just what I'm saying. You control the narrative, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and everybody's situation is different. Everybody's work ethic is different. However, you have the tools in your hand that doesn't require you to lean on somebody else.
It's a beautiful thing, man.
Let me ask you a question.
It's a no-brainer kind of a thing. Go for it.
Did your spouse get a stamp as well?
Absolutely. No sense of doing things halfway, my friend.
But you do understand that your spouse cannot notarize anything for you, and vice versa.
Yes.
You do understand that. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to make sure. But that's dope that you have that in your household. You get what I'm saying? So now y'all can make money together. Y'all can build a business together. Y'all can do whatever. Y'all can both have y'all time back. You get what I'm saying? And it's becoming a – watch this. I promise y'all in another 4 years, maybe 5 years, it's going to be like educational requirements for you to go become a fucking notary, which is so fucking retarded to me. Have you ever thought about the fact that an association out there regulating what notaries can and cannot do, or how much they can and cannot charge, or what license they need to get, a certificate? They call them certificates. But at the end of the day, the fucking stamp doesn't come from them. You get your stamp from 22 right. CFR. Mm-hmm. 22 CFR says you get your shit from the Secretary of State.
Oh, man. The only thing that comes to mind personally, you know, when I think about the association, man, is if I can, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting. Where a lot of money is involved, I mean, you know, the industry will be shaping up by somebody who wants to take advantage of the situation. I mean.
Absolutely.
I'm
you know what
of
you
the
can't
feature.
Run out of? You know what you can't run out of? You can't run out of people who have to do wills. You can't run out of attorneys that have to file motherfucking POAs. And all their other fucking documents or instruments that they got to create, right? You can't run out of fucking doctors. You can't run out of, like, special needs individuals. You can't run out of fucking, you know, unforeseen circumstances. You can't run out of, like, transfer of property. You can't run out of fucking notary, bruh. This is And dare I ever go into it, y'all will go fucking nuts. This is one of those positions that is considered to be from the ancient time, right? But more so from, I think, the Roman period, I believe. I might be misspoken, but I'm saying if there's some history to it, right? It's been here for quite, I don't feel like typing, so I'm not looking up shit. But there's history in that fucking role or function that they play, which is also considered, and this is another term y'all could use, is a, what is it, a fucking justice of the peace? What, that's a, is that a title? That's a title, right? That's one of them motherfucking, like, clerks who can administer oaths. I think they call them justice of the peace, can also administer oaths. But at the end of the day, I'm just saying all of these things have been intertwined. So this is not something that is fucking new. It's not looking to go anywhere. It's a staple, and they're just now catching on to it because of what? We're using it in the private. So they want to regulate how it's supposed to be used and track those who abuse it.
That makes sense. I get it.
So, Any other questions, bro, or comments? Anybody else want to chime in before I go? I'm listening, bro. I was just going to just throw it out there.
I was
going to
say, I don't have too many comments for tonight. You know, I let it percolate, but not at the moment.
All right, no doubt. Anybody else want to tag in? I can take one more caller. I'm tired, man. I am freaking really shitty tired. Let's see. You gonna ride, bro? You gonna hang out, or you gotta go? Let me know.
I'm all right, man. I'm here for the show. All
right. Let me go to 901-270. What's poppin'?
Yeah. Oh, excuse me.
Yo. Hello.
Hello.
Did I lose y'all?
I'm
there, yo.
Right?
Oh, what's poppin'? Yeah.
What's up, mate?
What's up, mate? What's poppin', nigga?
Shit, I want to know how much are you looking forward to Saturday?
Oh, man. Oh, man. Like,
that's what I want to know.
Like standing on the shoulders of giants type excited, nigga. Like that, nigga. You know what I mean? Big and tall, nigga. you know, I don't want to go into anything, but, like, I really have to charge myself to calm the fuck down. And the reason being is that, like, the way I've been facilitating it in my mind is, at least, you know, what I'm going to contribute is I don't want to go nuclear. I got to stay in bounds. You get what I'm saying? So it'll be interesting how much I'll be able to keep in the tank. But, like, I feel like I'm going to fly like a free bird. Oh, man. You got any comments on the notary shit, though, that we talking about? Any perspective, feedback? You got a set, nigga? You probably don't.
No, not yet.
All right, no doubt. You got any feedback?
Not much feedback on the notary, because I have a question still pertaining to this Saturday.
Nigga, what happened, man? Here we go. This nigga's gonna ask me some bullshit. What happened?
Stop it. Will this webinar be interactive for people?
Oh, I don't know what the fuck that means. We mean interactive. I'm so sorry. I just yawned on the fucking call. I'm dog fucking tired. My eyes are running water while I'm sitting here trying to entertain you. Not you, but everybody. Go ahead, bro. What you said?
Yeah. But is there room for people to participate in the webinar?
As far as to what? Give a testimony? They want to. They want to teach? Like, what are you saying?
No, not teach anything, but, you know, like, whatever subject matter you're going over, asking people questions, getting them involved.
Absolutely. I don't know if, well, let me say this. People will have the ability, because I don't know if I interpreted that last part of your statement or question the right way. So let me just say this. People have the ability to ask questions. That's perfectly fine. We have no issues with that. It will be tabled, though, towards the end of the, and I mean, unless we have something going on that we need to address immediately, we'll do that, but we can always communicate via the chat and shit like that. So, you know, if something comes up and it's relevant to what we're talking about, then yeah, we can definitely address it. But outside of those lines,
Okay, I'm sitting there thinking that there may be a question for some of the participants.
Yeah, I wouldn't see a webinar being beneficial to anybody if it's void of them asking questions. You know, part of the struggle is to absorb as much information as possible and as quickly as possible during the short time frame or during whatever time frame that is set for the webinar. But the reality is that shit ain't going to sink in. It's going to hit them after the fact. And that's why I'm saying, like, I'm trying to figure out, you know, outside of saying, like, go to, like, get on the membership so we can have our own class, as I've done in the past and I'm currently doing, it's like, I don't know what to say, you know what I mean? Like, but you want to get into a space where those individuals who absorb that information can sit and share with each other so they can learn from each other. Like, y'all ain't gonna figure this shit out by yourself. And then the shit that I want to offload on y'all might just fucking be too much. You get what I'm saying? And I don't know how to reserve information. That's why y'all get a fucking 5-hour calls out of me each time I get on a chat. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah, so it's fucking crazy. I don't know, you know? But, yeah, they'll be able to ask questions towards the end.
Right.
You got another question, comment? You bet.
No, that's all I got, man. Just waiting to see what Saturday unfolds.
Yeah, I know you got your seat reserved, so it's going to be stupid. I'm really going to act stupid from the perspective of, like, I haven't cut loose yet, man. I just literally been holding back on information because I don't want to have the information fall into the wrong hands and all of this shit. But, you know, the reality is I need to do my part and I'm willing to do my part. It's just that people aren't trustworthy. And I have to stay grounded that way, you know what I mean, to make sure no matter what I'm delivering that I don't give you more than you can fucking handle because I don't need you wrecking any process or getting yourself in harm's way and then blaming me, period. But I've been thinking about all of that shit, so there's a lot that I want to share, and, you know, hopefully we'll have the time to go through it and people will ask the right questions. If you ask the right questions, you get the right fucking answer, at least with me. Hang tight, y'all. Let me go one more. 318. 582 is popping. What's goody? 318. 532 is popping. No questions, no comments. All right. I think that's it for me, y'all. I still got a couple minutes. But yeah, I think some of y'all just still learning how to use the calling information. But it is what it is. Yeah, if y'all don't got no questions, no comments, that's it, man. They figured it out. They just figured it out. They literally called in. I thought I know that fucking number, though. I hate when people play with me. No, that's not it. Good thing, too. All right. Yeah, that's it, man. I'll check y'all out on Thursday. Be ready for Saturday. I'm praying I can get rested, though. I need some sleep, so I've been going hard. I appreciate
appreciate y'all. I don't want to keep monologuing. Appreciate y'all calling in and hanging out. We'll tap in. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.